We've been listening to dozens of people talk about volcanoes over the last 3 weeks, but never like this. Hawaii Island Kumuhula Kekuhi Kili'i Kanaka'ole says, these days, the air's humid and warm. Above, there are clouds.
Features that look like birds. And you wake up in the morning with sulfur on your tongue. It's enlivening in the body very sensually, using all the senses.
Kili'i Kanaka'ole says, aside from obvious disruptions, people might be feeling a little extra nervous or excitable.
There's a quickening of energetics. There's another force that the Pele is very responsible for, and that is the magnetic force of the Earth. We feel that. Well, I hope we feel that.
I would think we would. Nobody's talked about it.
No.
What do you mean by the Pele?
Oh, I'm talking about the Pele as the element. Her primary form is lava. It's magma. And so when we think about the goddess, we don't think about an extra form outside of that. We see the form that we're seeing today on the news feeds or on the Facebook feeds. That's it. She's right there. It's creation right in the front of our faces. If we want to think of anything close to that, watch the birth of your child. Watch the birth of a friend's child. I think that's the closest we can get to that form of Pele as a divinity. The goddess is an energy. The goddess is a resource. We know the island is still going to produce new land for a long time. That's why reframe the way that we're thinking about the activity that's happening right now. Reframe it. It's not a destruction. It's a creation. We don't even know when this is going to happen again. And of course, we grieve the loss of houses and things. But just reframe our communities' orientation to what it is that's really happening. Look, we're living right here, and we're going to have stories to tell for the next 100 years. The stories that we're reading in the Pelin Hiiaka books now, those are the things that were happening in front of people's eyes. So what do we do? Let's write it down. Let's journal it, you guys. Everybody who has the opportunity to pick ash up from their windshields and go, oh my God, this was just made, and it just popped out of the earth not 10 minutes ago. Write it down. Let's be the community geophysicist so that we have stories for our great-grandchildren for the next 100 years.
Kumuhula Kekuhi Kili'i Kanaka'ole from Pana'ewa with Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.